Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名证道。
Hello, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give this message.
再一次代表真耶稣教会。
Again, I represent the True Jesus Church.
欢迎我们在座的好朋友。
To welcome our good friends.
以及诸位在伯恩这个地方被主耶稣所引导所爱的诸位。
And welcome all of those who have been loved and guided to come here tonight.
能够来参加我们今晚的布道会。
To join our evangelical services tonight.
一开始小弟要讲一个真实的故事。
I'd like to start off by telling a true story.
有一个年轻人，他从小就很害怕遇到父亲节、母亲节。
There was a young man who was very afraid of getting to Father's Day or Mother's Day.
每次到这两个节日的时候。
Whenever they would reach these two holidays,
这个年轻人就感到十分的痛苦。
The young man would feel great suffering.
因为他三岁大。
Because when he was 3 years old,
就被人在一个乡下的车站附近找到了他。
He was left at a train station.
而奇怪的是，他旁边并没有他的父母跟家人。
He didn't have any parents or family members.
于是当地的警察就把这个孩子送到附近的一个育幼院去。
So the police officers took this child to an orphanage.
那这个育幼院是由教会来经营的。
And this orphanage was established by a church.
这个孩子在那边渐渐的长大了。
This child grew up slowly in this orphanage.
但是在成长的过程当中，
As he was growing up,
这个孩子总是在猜想。
He started guessing.
他自己是不是一个私生子？
Whether he was in an illegitimate child.
是被他亲生的父母给遗弃了。
And he had been abandoned by his own parents.
所以他心中老是有一种难以言喻的痛跟闷在里面。
He had this indescribable pain within his heart.
他长大之后，大学毕业了。
After he grew up, he graduated from college.
他要到外面找工作。
He went to look for a job.
那也找到了一份好的工作。
He found a good job.
有一天，当时养育他这个育幼院的院长。
One day, the director of the orphanage that had raised him.
打了一通电话来给他。
Called him up.
邀请他回到育幼院当中。
The director invited him to come back to the orphanage.
院长说有重要的事情要告诉他。
The director said he had some important news to share.
于是他找了一个假日回到育幼院里。
He took a holiday and went to the orphanage.
进到了院长室。
He entered the director's office.
院长请他坐下来。
The director invited him to sit down.
然后转身走到桌子旁边。
Then he turned around and moved to the side of the desk.
他拉开了抽屉。
He opened a drawer.
从里面拿出了一件小孩子穿的衣服。
He took out a piece of a child's clothing.
这是一件小孩子穿的外套。
It was a young child's sweater.
是一件黄色的毛衣。
It was a yellow sweater.
而且这件毛衣里面口袋，毛衣的口袋里面有一张纸条。
There was a piece of paper wedged within the sweater.
院长把它放在年轻人前面。
The director placed this piece of clothing in front of the young man.
说，这一件外套是你当初三岁多被送到这里时候身上所穿的。
He said, "This was the outfit you were wearing when you were brought to the orphanage at 3 years old."
这可能跟你原来的身世有关。
This may have to do with your family background.
你现在已经长大了。
You're all grown up now.
你可以决定要怎么使用这个东西。
You can decide how you want to use this piece of clothing.
因为当初我们去找过了，并没有其他的线索。
We went to look up for some clues.
年轻人拿出了口袋里面的那一张纸条。
Then the young man went and withdrew the piece of paper that was inside the sweater.
发觉上面没有写什么字。
And he found that there wasn't really anything written on it.
但是纸条上面有一行印刷的字。
But the note had a printing.
是一间花店的名字，还有住址。
It was the name of a flower shop and its address.
这个时候年轻人的心里十分的挣扎。
Then the young man was conflicted.
他在考虑到底要不要根据这个线索去寻找。
He tried to decide whether he should go and find this place.
他为什么挣扎呢？
Why was he conflicted?
他在猜想，如果他找到了自己亲生的父母，但是父母不认他怎么办呢？
He was guessing that if he went to find his parents and they didn't recognize him, what would he do?
他能再次承受这样的拒绝跟痛苦吗？
Can he experience this rejection and this suffering once more?
他在那一个礼拜里面日夜难眠，坐立不安。
That week he couldn't sleep.
可是最后他鼓起勇气。
But at the end he brought up his courage.
无论如何，他要知道结果。
He needed to know the truth.
即使真的找到自己的亲人，不再认他这个儿子，他也要知道。
Even if he was to find his parents and they didn't recognize him, he still needed to know the truth.
他照着上面的地址找了过去。
He looked up the address.
发觉这个地址是在育幼院100多公里以外的一个小城镇里面。
This flower shop's address was only a few kilometers from where he had been left at the orphanage.
他找到那个地址。
He found this address.
可是他发觉他地址那边不是一间花店。
But he found that this place was no longer a flower shop.
已经变成了一般住家。
It was a regular residence.
于是他敲了门。
He knocked on the door.
里面有人出来了。
Somebody came out.
他就拿着一张纸条说：“请问这里以前有人开花店吗？”
He took the sheet of paper and asked if there used to be a flower shop at this location.
里面那个人满脸疑惑的拿起纸条出来看。
That person was confused and took up the note to take a closer look.
他再想一想。
He started thinking.
哦，有这么一间花店。
Yes, there was a flower shop like this before.
我来搬来这里之前，这个地方就是开花店的。
Before I moved to this location, this was a flower shop.
这个年轻人心里砰砰跳。
The young man's heart was beating wildly.
他在问他说：“请问你认识这个花店的老板吗？”
He asked the resident, "Do you know the owners of the flower shop?"
他在迫不及待问他说：“请问你知道他们有孩子吗？”
And he asked them with hope whether he knew.If the owners of the flower shop had a child.
这个人回答他说：“我认识那个老板。”
The resident said, "I know the owner of the flower shop."
那个老板是一个小姐。
The owner is a young lady.
我也知道她现在搬到哪里去了。
I also know where she's living now.
可是我可以跟你肯定的说，她没有结过婚，也没有孩子。
But I'm certain that she was never married and didn't have any children.
这个时候，年轻人兴奋之情突然冷却下去。
Then and his optimism vanished.
他想，或许这样也好。
He thought maybe it's just as well.
带着松口气的心情，也有一点失望的心情。
Then he had some disappointment.
他想说，既然来到这里了，就附近走一走，然后再回去。
He thought he might as well take a walk around here and then go home.
他发觉这个地址前面刚好有一个很大的公园。
He found that there was a big park in front of this location.
于是他就进公园里面去散步。
He went to take a stroll in the park.
他在里面走啊走啊。
He was walking around the park.
本来想要忘掉这件事情了。
He was trying to forget what had happened.
但是当在漫步的时候，他突然发觉30公尺前面有一张石椅子。
But as he was walking, just a few feet ahead, there was a stone chair.
那个石椅子上面坐了一个老人家。
There was an old person sitting upon this chair.
当他越走越近的时候，
and as he drew closer to this chair,
他发觉这个老人家也慢慢站了起来。
This old person actually started standing up.
老人家双眼也一直盯着他在看。
And this person kept on looking at the young man.
年轻人越来越被这个老人家吸引。
He was very attracted by this older person.
他发觉这个老人家除了满头的白发。还有比他更多的皱纹之外，他长得实在太像自己了。
Aside from this older person's wrinkles and white hair, he looks so much like the young man.
或许这个老人家也发现了这件事情，所以才站起来，慢慢的靠近他。
And maybe this older person also realized that there were physical similarities, and that's why he stood up to, as the young man approached.
当他们相距不到3公尺的时候。
When they were just a few feet away,
这个年轻人他发现老人家的脸上已经挂满了泪痕。
The young man noticed that there were tears on this older person's face.
老人家口里喃喃自语地说着。
And all this older person could say was,
阿元，阿元啊。
And he just called him 阿元。
我终于等到你了。
I have waited for you.
可惜你的妈妈再也等不到了。
It's only too bad that your mom can't wait for you anymore.
这个年轻人开口问老人家是怎么一回事。
Then this young man asked this older man what had happened.
于是老人家讲起了20年前的一个故事。
The older man told a story that was from 20 years before.
原来老人家原来家里非常的贫穷。
The older man came from a very poor family.
他娶了太太，生了一个男孩子。
He had married a woman and had a son.
可是家境很不好，所以两夫妻都必须出去打工赚钱。
But because of their financial circumstance, they both parents had to go out and work.
先生是做出工的。
The husband was doing hard labor.
要到几十公里之外的工地去。
He had to go to very far fields.
太太带着两三岁的儿子。
Then the wife took the son that was 2 or 3 years old.
本来身体就很虚弱了。
And this mom was already very weak.
那阵子又刚好生病。
She was sick.
可是为了家中的经济。
But because of the financial conditions of the
household. 她每天还是一大早到菜市场去弄了一些蔬菜，然后骑着脚踏车到公园里面去贩卖。
This mother would take some vegetables from the local market and ride a bike to go sell them at a local park.
老先生记得那一天早上特别的寒冷。
The older man remembered that one morning, one very cold morning,
甚至外面还下着毛毛细雨。
And there was a fine rain falling.
本来做先生的担心太太劝他今天不要再出门了。
The husband told his wife that she shouldn't go out that day.
可是太太说，为了孩子的三餐，我还是必须出去。
But the wife said, because of our child's 3 meals, I still must go.
那一早凌晨三点半，他就把孩子放在脚踏车后面去菜市场拿菜。
At 3:30 in the morning, the woman placed this child on the back of the bicycle and went to the marketplace.
早上五六点的时候，在公园里面遇到运动的人，就想把菜卖给他们。
Around 5 or 6, she arrived at the park and was selling her wares to the people exercising at the park.
就在这当中，突然这个牵着脚踏车的妈妈晕倒了。
But as she was doing this, she fainted.
在旁边走路的人，大家发现她晕倒了，大家都围过来关心她。
The people around her saw her faint and drew closer to see her.
甚至有人赶快跑去打电话叫救护车过来。
Some people called an ambulance.
大家都专注在地上晕倒的那一个女人。
Everyone was focused on this woman that had fainted.
没有人发现脚踏车坐在后面的原来有一个小孩子已经不见了。
No one noticed that there had been a small child in the back of this bicycle.
这个妈妈后来大家在照料之下渐渐醒了过来。
This mother then woke up.
救护车也来了。
The ambulance came.
可是妈妈根本不挂念自己。
But the mother wasn't even caring for herself.
她不上救护车。
She wouldn't go onto the ambulance.
她拼命地叫着自己儿子的名字。
She kept on calling out her son's name.
阿元，阿元。
She called him 阿元。
你在哪里？
Where are you?
甚至也是问旁边的路人，你们有没有看到我的儿子？
She asked the bystanders if they had seen her son.
大家这个时候发现旁边没有小男孩啊。
But everyone looked around and there was no young boy around.
她的儿子就这样不见了。
And this is how her son disappeared.
后来这一对夫妇很伤心地到处去问人家。
Then these parents went and looked for their child everywhere.
唯一问到的一个线索。
The only thing that they were able to find.
是看到一个三岁大的男孩子自己走啊走，好像跟了几个人上了公车，是哪一个路线的，去哪里的，也没有人注意。
Was that somebody had observed a 3-year-old following other people getting onto a bus, but nobody knew which direction the bus had gone.
从此以后，他们再也找不到他们的儿子。
They could no longer find their son.
两夫妇每天又伤心又绝望。
The husband and wife were saddened every day.
工作之余都来公园等两三个小时，看有没有希望。
After work, they would come to this park and wait for 2 or 3 hours to see if they could have any hope of seeing their son again.
一直到3年前，这一位妈妈她生病离世了。
And only 3 years before this meeting, the mom had fallen ill and then passed away.
她再也等不到她的儿子。
She could no longer wait for her son.
老先生每天依然拨出3个小时坐在公园里面那张石椅子上等。
The old man still spent 3 hours a day waiting at this chair in the park.
年轻人问老先生说，请问你孩子身上的特征是什么？穿了什么样的衣服？
The young man asked the older man, what was your son wearing?
老先生说出来了。
Then the old man said what he was wearing.
这个年轻人来确定他等的儿子就是自己。
This is how the young man could confirm that the son the older man was waiting for was himself.
在这一刻。
And in this moment.
这个年轻人20年来的怨恨跟痛苦。
All of the hate and suffering that the young man had accumulated over the course of 20 years.
在他的心中已经渐渐转化成为思念和感谢。
Turned into gratitude and yearning.
他思念那一位没有办法再见面的母亲。
He longed for his mother, whom he will never see again.
他感谢从小到大照顾过他的这些人。
But he was grateful for those people who had taken care of him as he grew up.
让他能够见到自己亲生的父亲。
So that one day he could come and meet his own father.
更重要的是，他发觉他不是被遗弃的。
More importantly, he discovered that he had not been abandoned.
这位年轻人轻轻抓起前面老人家充满皱纹的手。
This young man held this older man's wrinkly hands.
对他说了一声。
And he said this.
爸爸，我是阿元。
Father, I'm 阿元。
我回来了。
I've come home.
父子两个人相拥而泣。
Then the father and son held each other.
但是这个时候却是欢喜的泪水。
And they were weeping tears of joy.
从这个时候开始，这个年轻人再也不怕过父亲节跟母亲节了。
From this moment on, he no longer was afraid of celebrating Father's Day or Mother's Day.
原来他以为自己是最痛苦的。
Because he once thought that he was the man with the most pain.
原来他以为自己是受害者。
He felt that he was a victim.
直到这个时候，他才知道不是。
It was only until this meeting that he knew he wasn't.
原来他的亲生父母这二十年来比他更痛苦。
His parents had actually suffered even more during the course of the 20 years.
而且每天充满了爱与盼望在等候着他。
They had been waiting for him with love and hope every day.
亲爱的朋友
，Beloved friends，
我们在这里听到的是一个寻根的故事。
We have just heard this anecdote of finding your roots.
让这个故事的主角
and the characters of the story，
他最终能够意会到一件事。
They were able to find.
他原来承受的是一段多么特殊的爱与际遇。
That their journey was actually a journey of love.
因为他发现事实了。
Because they discovered the truth.
于是他心中的孤单转为平安。
His loneliness became peace.
他原来的怨叹转变为感谢。
His hatred transformed into gratitude.
我们一般人也有寻根的强烈情感。
As human beings, we also have this desire to search.
若我们把这种追求用更具体的文字来形容。
If we try to describe this yearning more concretely.
其实我们只是想要知道三个问题。
At the end of the day, we only want the answers to three questions.
第一个问题，我从哪里来的？
First, where do I come from?
第二个问题，我为什么在这里？
Two, why am I here?
第三个问题，我将来要回到哪个地方去
？Three, where am I going in the end?
或许我们在座被主耶稣感动的好朋友，曾经想过这个问题。
Maybe for the friends who have been moved by the Lord Jesus Christ have thought about these three questions.
也或许我们当中有些人已经找到自己的答案。
And maybe some among us have already found the answers to these questions.
小弟为什么提到这件事呢
？Why do I bring this topic up?
当我们向世界上的人提到说，我们人类。原来是来自天上这一位天父的时候
，When we bring up the fact that we came to be reunited with our heavenly Father，
我们发觉有一部分的人，他们的回应是十分的不愉悦，甚至是非常的怨恨的。
Some react to this with a lot of hatred or dissatisfaction。
他们不想谈到这件事实。
They don't want to talk about this truth。
他们也不愿意承认自己是神的儿子。
They also don't want to acknowledge that they are children of God。
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们在世界上已经受到太多的苦了。
It is because they have suffered so much within this world.
甚至他们在这世界上，在人群当中觉得十分的孤单，被遗弃。
They have felt abandoned and lonely within this world.
他们说到，你们说神是爱。
And they might say, you say God is love.
你们还说神爱世人。
And that God loves the people.
还说我们是来自于他。
That we come from God.
如果真的是这样的话，为什么我要承受这么多的苦痛？
But if this is the truth, then why do I have to experience so much suffering?
如果天上的神是全能的话，
If the God in heaven is all powerful,
他真的爱我的话，
And if he truly loves me,
他不知道我的需求吗？
Does he not know what I need?
他不能够事先保护我吗？
Can he protect me ahead of these things?
不对，
It is not so.
我是被遗弃的，
I have been abandoned.
我没有父亲。
I don't have a father.
可是我们要想一想，这一本神所赐给我们的圣经，怎么告诉我们刚才那三个问题的答案呢？
What we should think about is what this Bible tells us are the answers to the three questions.
第一个，人从哪里来，将来又该回到哪里去？
Where do people come from and where are they going back to?
我们每到一个地方常常有机会被问到。
And we need to have a space to ask this question.
你是从哪里来的?
Where do you come from?
有些人可能说我是从东亚来的。
Some people might say I come from Southeast Asia.
小弟会说我是从台湾来的。
For example, I will say I come from Taiwan.
有些人想得更深入。
And some people will think more deeply about this question.
他会很幽默地回答你我是从我父母来的。
They might joke around and say, I come from my parents.
我们华人有一句话说落叶归根。
There's an Asian proverb that says that the leaves fall close to the root.
一株树从土里面生长茁壮。
When a tree grows out of the ground and grows strong,
最后开枝散叶。
They start branching out and having leaves.
这树上不论发了多少叶，结了多少果。
There may be many leaves and many fruit upon this tree.
有一天也是会落下。
And one day these will fall.
落到哪里呢?
Where do they fall?
落到那它扎根的土上面。
They fall upon the soil where the root is.
我们再想一想我们人类。
Let's think about our lives.
我们既然是从我们生身的父母来的。
We come from our parents.
那为何最后我们却不一定是回到我们父母那里?
But why is it that at our end we may not necessarily go back to our parents?
像我的母亲,她是从台湾最南部的高雄来的。
For example, my mom came from the southern point of Kaohsiung in Taiwan.
我的母亲去年安息了，回天家了。
She passed away last year.
她后来成了一个医师，到嘉义来开业。
She was
到台湾的中南部。
She was a physician that moved to the central region of Taiwan.
她最终也没有回到高雄。
She never went back to her homeland.
她死在嘉义，也埋在嘉义。
She passed away in the central region and was buried there.
我们这里有许多朋友。
We have many friends here.
或许你是从台湾或东亚来的。
Maybe you come from Taiwan or some part of Asia.
或许有一天你将要落地的地方也不是台湾，而是美国加州这个地方。
Maybe one day you will be buried in the U.S. or some other part that is not Taiwan.
我们看看这世界上有多少的生物。
We see so many living creatures in the world.
他们最后都会回到原来他们出生的地方去。
In the end, do they actually return to their place of origin?
包括很多洄游性的鱼类，包括鲑鱼也是。
Whether it may be different types of animals.
可是我们人却不是啊。
But that's not the case for humans.
那我们再想一想，我们每一个人，每一个民族，最后都回到哪里去呢？
Let's think, where does every tribe and nation return to?
其实不管我们是用哪一种方式来处理我们肉体的。
It doesn't matter how we treat our bodies.
我们最后大概都是要回到土中去。
In the end, we somehow return to the ground.
为什么是回到土中?
Why do we return to the ground?
因为这本神赐给我们的圣经已经告诉我们答案了。
Because this Bible that God gave us already granted us the answer.
大家看荧幕上有传道书12章第7节的经文。
And here we see Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
这是旧约当中的一句经节。
This is a verse in the Old Testament.
说尘土仍归于地。
That the dust will return to the ground.
灵仍归于四灵的神。
And man will return to the God who has
formed him. 这一句经节当中的尘土。
The soil that's described in this verse.
它其实真正指的是人的肉体。
It is pointing to human flesh.
但是难道土是我们的故乡吗？
But can we say that the soil is our homeland?
所以我们每个人的肉体经过处理之后都要回到土里面。
At the end, our bodies return to the ground.
不是，而是我们人是怎么来的？
Where did human beings come from?
在旧约圣经第一卷创世纪二章第七节有这样的经文。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says thus.
主神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。阿们。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
创世纪二章七节告诉我们，世上第一个人类是怎么产生的。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 tells us how the first human being came about.
原来我们人之所以不是归到我们父母那边，而是都要回到土中。
We don't return to our parents, but we return to the dust of the ground.
因为人是创造天地的神，当初用土所造出来的。
The Lord God formed us from the dust of the ground.
但是人又不只是土。
But we are not only dust.
这里告诉说，人之所以成为人，还有因为神赐给人的灵。
This verse tells us that we are humans not only because of the dust, but because of the spirit that God has breathed into us.
所以圣经告诉我们，人是由这个肉体跟灵合起来才叫做活人。
The Bible tells us that human beings are made up of this flesh and this spirit.
刚才我们读到旧约传道书十二章第七节的后半节，提到了一件很重要的事。
And the second part of Ecclesiastes, it brings up a very important point.
那你说灵人要归于四灵的神。
Says that the spirit turns to God.
诸位有没有发觉，这里点出了我们三大问题其中一个问题的答案？
And we discovered that this is the answer to one of the three questions that we posed.
就是我们人最终要回到哪里去？
Which is that in the end we will return to this place.
我们再看一段经节。
Let's turn to another verse.
请一起来看旧约圣经创世纪二章八节跟九节。
Let's also refer to Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
主神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。主神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。阿们。
The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food.The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这里告诉我们，原来天上独一的神一开始造了一个完全美好的乐园。
Originally, the Lord God in heaven created a perfect paradise.
他把这个乐园赐给人类的始祖。
He gave this paradise to our ancestors.
所以人类真正的故乡在哪里？
What is the true homeland of humanity?
人类真正的故乡就是在那个有创造我们的天父真神同在的美好地方。
Our original home is the place that God created for us.
人类真正的故乡不是伊甸园哦。
Our home is not just the Garden of Eden.
请大家注意，小弟说的是那个有天父真神同在的美好地方。
It is the good place where we abide with God.
因为如今伊甸园被神封起来了。
Because until today, the Garden of Eden has been sealed by God.
为什么封起来？这有一段故事，我们明天再继续说。
Why has it been sealed? We'll tell that story tomorrow.
而且圣经告诉我们，将来我们不再去这一座伊甸园里面了。
The Bible tells us that we will not return to that Garden of Eden.
可是当初伊甸园是什么样的地方呢？
But what type of place was the Garden of Eden originally?
它的美好之处就在于当初那是神赐给人类每天可以跟他同住、一起同行的好地方。
Its goodness came from it being a place where people could abide with God daily.
那对于在座今天我们诸位来说
，And what is the relation to us today?
哪个地方是我们天父真神所在的好地方
？What is the good place that God abides with today?
已经不再是我们刚才所读到的伊甸园了。
It is no longer this Garden of Eden that we read about.
而是我们大家所听过的天国跟天家。
It is this heavenly kingdom and heavenly home.
这也是神现在正在建造、预备将来要给我们去的地方。
This is the place that God is preparing for us to go to one day.
是一个比伊甸园不晓得好多少倍的好地方。
It is a place that is so much better than the Garden of Eden.
2000年前降生在世的耶稣基督还活着的时候告诉我们一件事。
When the Lord Jesus Christ who descended 2000 years ago, he said this.
这一个比喻也写在圣经里面。
This is also a parable that is within the Bible.
我们一起来翻开新约圣经路加福音15章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of Luke chapter 15.
11节到24节。
11 through 24.
我们请翻译把11节到24节念过一遍。
Luke chapter 15 verses 11 through 24. 11. Then he said, A certain man had two sons, 12, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. 13. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. 14. But when he had spent all,There arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. 15. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. 16. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. 17. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? 18. I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, 19, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants, 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. 21, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. 22, but the father said to his servants, Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. 23, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. 24, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
谢谢。这是2000年前主耶稣对我们说的比喻。
This is a parable of Lord Jesus Christ from 2000 years ago.
我们想想，这里面我们看到了父亲和他儿子的故事。
This is also a story of a father and a son.
那这里面比喻当中的父亲和儿子跟我们有什么关系呢？
What connection is there between this father and son and us today?
其实我们要知道。
We should know.
我们今天在座的诸位，无论是已经受洗成为基督徒的，还是还没有的。
Whether we are those who have received water baptism or are yet to receive it,
我们就像这个比喻当中的那一个儿子一样。
We are like that son within this parable.
我们之前都是在外流浪的。
We were wandering outside.
甚至后来是近乡情怯的。
And then we were left destitute.
我们拿了父亲的产业。
We actually took all of our father's possessions.
这一个父亲就是我们天上独一真神创造人类的神。
And this father is the true God in heaven that created the whole universe.
我们所有世上的人都从他领受的产业分到我们原来那一部分。
We have all received our inheritance from this father.
那一部分就是我们的生命。
And this inheritance is our life.
我们的气息。
It is our circumstance.
我们的恩赐。
All of our talents and abilities.
我们在世上所拥有的时间，无论长短。
All the time that we have in this world, whether long or short.
我们从天父得到这一份产业，我们拿来做什么呢？
What have we done with this inheritance we received from our father?
就像现在大部分世界上的人所做的。
Are we doing what other people in the world are doing?
我们拿来追寻自己的人生目标。
Do we use up this time to pursue our own endeavors?
想要过自己理想当中或梦想中的好生活。
Do we lead the life of our own dreams?
我们不管是运用还是大大的浪费。
We maybe just use up or waste these resources.
我们拼命了。
And we do this with great dedication.
有些人或许现在过得不错。
And some of us may be leading a very good life.
但是有些人或许就像这当中的儿子一样，遇到了生命当中的饥荒。
But some of us might be like this prodigal son facing a famine.
我们生命当中遇到什么样的饥荒呢？
What type of famine could we be facing?
不就是那些意外？
It could be these accidents.
不就是那些痛苦？
It could be these painful incidents.
或者是那些艰难？
Or it could be these tribulations.
有时候不是用我们的智慧跟能力能够去解决的。
Sometimes we might use our knowledge and capabilities to fix it.
甚至我们在这当中花费了许多的时间跟精神。
And maybe we spend a lot of our energy and effort to fix it.
我们绞尽脑汁。
And we put our mind to it,
甚至寻求各样的帮助，
and even ask for help.
结果我们的状况没有改善，反而更加的恶劣。
But our circumstance does not improve; instead, it actually gets worse.
一直到有一天我们无能为力了。
Until one day we are completely helpless.
我们觉得我们的生命到了最黑暗的时刻。
We feel that our life is filled with darkness.
就像这当中的儿子一样。
Just like in the case of this prodigal son.
快要饿死了。
He was almost famished.
快要走不下去啊。
He couldn't walk one more step.
突然想到，我有一个父亲啊。
Suddenly he remembered that he had a father.
他那里什么都不缺。
And that with him he had he wasn't short of any resources.
他还养活了许多的人。
And that his father was able to take care of many servants.
就好像今天我们在座的朋友来到这里，听到了天上的神与我们之间的关系。
Like for many of the friends here today, we listen to this relationship between God and ourselves.
我们还要靠自己吗？
Do we still want to just rely on ourselves?
还要在这当中挣扎跟迷惘吗？
Do we want to continue fighting and struggling?
于是这个儿子鼓起勇气。
This prodigal son had to gather his courage.
他想要回去找父亲。
He returned to seek out his father.
甚至他心里面先这样想。
He thought to himself,
他说他打算要对天父说 对他的父亲说什么话呢？
He thought what words he should say to his father.
他说我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
He said, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
从今以后，我不配称你的儿子。
From this day on, I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
把我当作你的雇工吧。
Treat me as one of your servants.
把我当作被你所养活、受你恩典其中一个最微小的一位吧。
Treat me as one of the least of your servants that receive your grace.
他抱着这样谦卑的心，想要回转再去找他的父亲。
He had this humble heart as he returned to seek out his father.
没想到不是他回去找父亲。
He couldn't have predicted that it wasn't that he sought out his father.
他的父亲没有一天不在那个门口等他的。
His father had been waiting at the doorway every day.
在他还没有跑过去拥抱他父亲的时候，
Even before he ran over to hug his father.
他父亲远远看见他，他跑过来抱着他的景象说，我的儿子啊。
His father saw him in the distance and ran over and said, my son.
他的儿子原来要说的那些话都还来不及说出口。
The son didn't even have a chance to say all of these words he had prepared.
他的父亲已经交代好所有的一切，重新要迎接他回家。
Father had already given all of these instructions to welcome his son home.
诸位好朋友，
Beloved friends,
无论我们过去过得怎么样，
It doesn't matter what we have experienced in the past.
无论我们现在的状况是如何，
And regardless of what our circumstances today,
无论我们是怎么样的人，
And regardless of who we are today,
今天我们坐在这里听到了这一段讯息，
We are sitting here listening to this good news.
这个不是小弟讲给你的。
This is not something that I'm speaking to you.
这是天上耶稣基督他亲口要让你听到的。
This is something that the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven wants you to hear.
他要你知道他一直在等你回来。
He wants you to know that he's still waiting for you to come home.
他就像那一位充满怜悯的老父亲一样。
He is like that old father who was full of forgiveness.
他永远打开双手等待我们回头。
He spreads his arms waiting for us to come home.
要拥抱我们。
To hug us,
要亲爱我们，
to love us,
要我们再度跟他分享他所有的一切，
so that he can share everything he has with us.
所以我们理应要回去真正的故乡在哪里呢？
What is the home we should return to?
是那个有神同在、永远美好、充满平安喜乐的国度。
It is the good kingdom that is full of joy and peace, belonging to God.
但是当小弟提到这里，有些人又会想，
As I bring this up, some people may think.
那为什么一开始神要造人呢？
Why did God create human beings?
就像我们问的那三个问题当中第二个。
This is the second question that we pose.
今天我为什么要在这个世界上呢？
Why are we in this world today?
如果神真的爱我，就不要让我一开始离开他身边就好了。
If God really loved me, why would he let me depart from his presence?
那我现在就不会遇到这么多困难啦。
Then I wouldn't face all of these troubles.
我就不会有这么多问题啦。
I wouldn't have all these problems.
我就不会有这么多的眼泪啦。
I wouldn't have been shedding so many tears.
你为什么要造我们呢？
Why did you want to form us?
又要把我们放在这个充满挑战的世界里面。
Why did you place us in this world full of challenges?
我们现在来看旧约圣经当中的一节经文。
Let's refer to a verse in the Old Testament.
请一起翻开以赛亚书43章第七节。
Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
以赛亚书43章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。是我所做成所造作的。阿们。
Everyone who's called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
有一次小弟在台湾的时候向一群大学生上课。
One day I was giving a lecture to students in Taiwan.
就提到了刚才的这一节经文。
I brought up this verse.
结果在课程结束之后，有三个人手牵着手来找小弟。
When the lecture concluded, there were three people holding hands who came to seek me out.
他们都是出生就受洗成为基督徒的。
These were believers from birth.
他们很客气，有点胆怯的来找我。
They were very polite and a little bit intimidated to come and seek me out.
他们说，传道，我们问你一个问题，但是你不要生气。
As a preacher, we want to ask you a question, but don't get mad.
我说，你们问吧，我从来不会被问到生气的。
I said, ask, I've never been asked a question that would anger me.
他说，传道，你刚才翻的那个经节告诉我们，我们人是为了神的荣耀而被造的。
The verse that you just quoted says that we were created for God's glory.
抱歉，传道，那我们人不是太不值得了吗？
But aren't we so unworthy?
我们这么努力经营了这么多，只是为了满足天上神的虚荣心而被造的。
We worked so hard, and yet we were formed to fulfill God's glory.
诶，对啊，刚才经文说，我们人是为了神的荣耀而被造嘛。
The verse says, indeed, that we were created for God's glory.
所以这个年轻人说，那我们人是为了神的虚荣心被造，不是太可怜了吗？
Isn't it a pity that we were made to fulfill God's vain glory?
那时候小弟回答这一位年轻人说，
I said to these youth,
你的质疑是对的。
It is true what you say.
只是你是从人的观点在理解什么是神的荣耀。
But you're trying to understand God's glory from a human perspective.
请教在座的朋友，你怎么去想象跟认定所谓神的荣耀这个字面上的意思？
Friends, how can you come to an understanding of the glory of God?
神的荣耀跟我们想象的那幅景况不太一样。
The glory of God is not completely the way we imagine it.
如果我们提到说啊，神的荣耀是什么呢？
If we say, what is God's glory?
我们可能会想说，神坐在高高的宝座上发着白光。
We might say, God is sitting upon his throne emitting light.
可能身边还有无数的云彩。
And there are clouds all around him.
可能有无数的天使在旁边演奏乐器歌颂他。
There are numberless angels playing instruments for
him. 然后所有的人都在他宝座面前朝拜他。
And all people are prostrated before him.
在座被神所引导的诸位啊，你想象神的荣耀是这个样子吗？
Friends who have been led here by God, is this your image of God's glory?
所以我们人类被创造到现在，就是为了这一刻而已吗？
Were we created from the beginning until now, just for this one moment?
不是的。
We weren't.
圣经的经文其他地方告诉我们，神的荣耀不只是这样子。
The Bible tells us that God's glory does not only encompass this one moment.
里面有一句经文，小弟念给大家听。
There's a verse I like to read.
说那被钉死在十字架上的耶稣基督。
That the Lord Jesus Christ that was crucified.
他是神本体的真相。
He is the image of God.
是神的荣耀。
He is the glory of God.
原来的经文说他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
The verse says that he is the light and glory emitted by God.
是神本体的真相。
He is the true manifestation of God.
所以神的荣耀是什么呢？
What is God's glory?
是那一个几乎裸体被钉死在十字架上的耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ who was crucified.
大家能想象吗？
Can we even imagine that?
如果你的儿子被政府判死刑，执行死刑，你会说我的儿子是我的荣耀吗？
If our child had been subjected to death by the government, would we say our son is our glory?
请容小弟他做最后的解释，那到底什么是神的荣耀？
Then what is God's glory?
神的荣耀最简单的定义就是神本质的显现。
God's glory, in simplest terms, is the manifestation of God's essence.
只要神的本质一被人所知道跟认识，神就得了荣耀，这是最简单的定义。
When God's attributes are known and understood by mankind, then this is God's glory.
我们从我们的信仰里面，
From our own faith,
我们从圣经当中，
From the Bible,
我们知道了神的本质有哪些。
What are the qualities of God that we have come to know?
包括神的圣洁，
His holiness,
神的公义，
His justice,
神的信实，
His faithfulness,
神的全能。
His power.
可是在这当中有一个最重要的神的本质是什么呢？
But what is the greatest attribute that God has?
我们一起来看新约圣经约翰一书第四章。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John chapter 4.
八节到十节。
Verses 8 through 10.
约翰一书四章八节到十节。
First John chapter 4.
第八节，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。
First John chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 9. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. 10. In thisIs love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
我们请再看十六节。
Let's skip to verse 16.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。阿门。
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
所以诸位，神最重要的本质之一是什么？
What is the most critical attribute of God?
是爱。
It's love.
那请大家指出爱在哪里？
Then can anybody point out where love is?
爱是一种抽象的。
Love is something abstract.
爱是一种概念吗？
Is it an idea?
有人问过小弟说，爱是多长、多宽、多重？
Has anybody asked how long and deep and how heavy love is?
甚至在科学界有一种说法说，爱其实是一种荷尔蒙作用，听过吗？
In science, some people will describe love as a hormonal output.
爱是什么？
What is love?
请大家想想看，如果小弟这么说，我爱。
Let us think for a moment. If I said I love,
你们会不会觉得小弟的话好像没有讲完？
Would you feel that I haven't completed the sentence?
那我再用另外一句话说，爱你。
And if I were to say, love you.
爱他。
Or love him.
你们会不会觉得这句话又怪怪的？
Would you also feel that this phrase seems strange?
第一句话缺的是什么？
What is missing in the first phrase?
我爱缺的是受词， dative, 对不对？
So, In the phrase, I love, what is missing is the target or the subject.
后面那两句话好像少了什么，叫做主词，有没有？
And in the two, the second and third phrase, it is missing a pronoun.
爱这种东西，就是这么奇妙。
Love is so mysterious.
爱要呈现出来，必须有一个发出者跟一个接受者。
For love to be manifested, there must be a source and a recipient.
然后这个你无法形容，不晓得长宽高重，也摸不到的东西，它在这个发出跟接受当中就呈现出来了。
And the thing that we can't describe in terms of length or width or even weight is manifested through this source and this recipient.
所以这个这么重要的神的本质怎么呈现出来呢？
So how is this attribute of God manifested?
这就是神造人的原因。
This is the purpose why God created man.
因为他要造一个对象来爱这个对象。
He created this target that he would love.
他也要造这个对象，让这个对象来爱他自己。
He also created this subject that would love him in return.
那神最重要的这个本质就显现出来了。
This is how God's essential attribute is manifested.
就被体会到了。
This is how it is experienced.
就被重视，就被看见了。
This is how it is seen.
神就得了荣耀。
Then God receives glory.
所以神的荣耀不是我们想象的坐在天上被歌颂，好像金光闪闪的样子。
God's glory is not just God sitting upon His throne and full of lightning and thunder.
神的荣耀是当他这个爱的本质被人认识的时候，他就得到了荣耀的光辉。
God's glory is when His essential attribute of love is manifested.Then he will receive glory.
这也是他创造万物的原因。
This is the purpose of his creation.
有一次在安息日聚会之后，小弟到我所注目教会的楼下遇见一个姐妹。
After a Sabbath service, I met a sister at the basement of my local church.
我发觉这个姐妹平常都很健谈啊。
And I noticed that this sister usually is very chatty.
可是她那一天一个人窝在楼下一个墙角，不晓得在做什么事。
But that day, she was hiding in this corner of the basement.
小弟就走过去关心她。
I walked over to check on her.
我说：“某某姐妹啊，你在做什么？这么安静。”
I said, "Sister, what were you working on? You're so quiet."
你突然一转身，我看见她拿了两根长针，好像在织某一种东西。
She turned around and she had two needle sticks, as if she was weaving something.
我说：“你在织袜子吗？”
And I said, "Are you weaving a pair of socks?"
她说：“传道，你眼睛擦亮一点，我这是袜子吗？”
And she said, "You must look more clearly. Do these look like socks?"
我看说：“哎，这个是衣服哎。”
And I said, "Oh, it looks like clothing."
然后她不回答我，她就站起来了。
She didn't respond. She just got up.
她就在我面前转一圈，传道，你看我怎么样？
She turned around and said, "How do you find me?"
然后她特别指这个地方，你看。
And she pointed to this spot.
我说不用看了、啊，怎么看我的肚子都比你大。
I said I don't need to look at it. My belly is bigger than your belly.
说不是，传道，我已经五个月了。
And she said, No, I'm already 5 months pregnant.
哎，我一看没有啊，肚子还是平平的啊。
I said I don't think so. Your belly is still
very flat. 五个月啊，恭喜恭喜啊。
But if it's 5 months, congratulations.
所以亲爱的诸位，这位姐妹在准备什么？
What was this sister preparing for?
他在织的那个东西是为了他还没有出生的孩子在准备他的衣物。
She was weaving this outfit for her child that was yet unborn.
我们发觉在这样充满期待之下将来到这个世界上的人。
And the people in this world who are full of hope.
被他的家人跟父母所期待的。
Their family and parents long for these children.
我们发觉在孩子没有来之前，有没有有些人就开始在布置房间、买玩具，甚至奶粉、尿布都准备一大堆。
Before these kids come into the world, the parents are already decorating the room and preparing all of these things for the child.
我要等着自己的心肝宝贝降生的那一天，妈妈都帮你准备好了。
They're yearning for that day when the baby will be born, and they prepare all of these things for this infant.
大家知道我们这种与生俱来父母的爱的本性从哪里来的吗？
Do we know where this parental love comes from?
从神来的。
This parental love comes from our Heavenly
Father. 我们这种所谓与生俱来的本性是从天父来的。
This love that we feel comes from our Heavenly Father.
所以经文说，神照着他的形象造人，这个形象指的是我们拥有他一部分的本性。
The Bible tells us that we are created in God's image, and that means that we share in His attributes.
你看看在圣经最前面，神在造人之前做的哪些事，大家还记得吗？
Do you remember what God did before He created human beings?
请问大家，圣经说我们人是第几天被造出来的？
What day were humans created?
对，第六天，第七天安息日，神安息啊。
We were created on the sixth day, and on the seventh day, God rested.
好，第六天造出来之前，从第一天到第六天，神一直在做什么事？
What did God do from the first day of creation until the sixth day?
要有光，要有暗，要有海，要有山，有没有？一直造，一直造。
He created the light and the darkness, the land and the sea.
各位，我们出去加州这个地方风景很好，虽然我只来到第一天，今天是第二天啊，昨天半夜来的。
When we live here in California, we have such a pretty landscape, and I've only gotten to see it for one day.
今天坐船到这的小弟，我看见前面的山上面有雪，哇，台湾看不到啊。
And then Peter took me to walk around, and I noticed that there are snow in the mountains, which is something that we won't be able to see in Taiwan.
坐船到向小弟介绍说，往前面开两个小时是雪可以滑雪，往后面两个小时可以跳进海里面去潜水。
And then the preacher was telling me.That in 2 hours from here we can go skiing, and if we go 2 hours in the opposite direction, we can dive into the sea.
这么好的山水风光，是不是多让人留恋
？This is such a beautiful landscape.
世界上有多么好的景色
？There are so many wonderful views in the world.
甚至我们人类花了几百年，现在只能到月球，连太阳系都还出不出去。
We spent so many years just getting to the moon, and we haven't gotten to other planets yet.
可是当我们抬头一看，满天的星宿，还有广大的宇宙。
But when we raise our eyes and we see all these stars and this magnificent universe,
有些人只是在赞叹大自然的奥妙。
We can only wonder at the marvel that is the universe.
甚至称大自然是伟大的。
And we may say that nature is wonderful.
其实诸位啊，大自然跟宇宙一点都不伟大。
But the truth is, nature and the universe is not so magnificent.
在小弟的眼中，我们所处的这个空间跟时间 ，universe 宇宙是什么呢
？In my own eyes, what is this universe and time and space that we live in?
其实就是一间育婴房而已。
It is only a waiting place.
育婴房，你们懂吗？
Oh, it's only a baby room.
神造了这整个宇宙，然后把他心爱的儿女造出来，告诉他说：“亲爱的儿子女儿，我把这一切送给你，你好好的玩吧。”就这个意思啊。
God created this whole universe for us as children.And he made it so that we can enjoy it.
大家知道吗？这一个育婴房不是我们要永远居住的地方。
But this baby room is not a place that we're supposed to stay forever.
或许我们用小孩子的心智以为这样已经够大了。
Maybe with our children's eyesight, we think this is good enough or big enough.
可是在圣经里面跟圣经最后告诉我们，这个育婴房不算什么。
But the Bible tells us that this infant's room is nothing.
我们亲爱的父亲为我们预备的更多更大，无法想象。
Our beloved Father has created something even greater and bigger than what we can imagine.
在等待我们生命成熟的时候。
He is waiting for our life to mature.
在等到我们灵里长大的时候，
waiting until our spiritual side，
他要带我们到一个远比现在育婴房好无数倍的地方去。
Then he will take us to a place that is so many more times better and greater than this infant room.
圣经用神用六个周期就造出了这个宇宙。
God used 6 days to create this universe.
但是大家知道吗？主耶稣他升天，他升天做什么？
But after the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, what has he been doing?
我们不翻约翰福音，那你告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们说，我去是为你们预备住的地方，还记得吗？
John, it tells us that Jesus Christ goes to prepare a place for us.
我预备好了，就来接你们去。
And when he's done preparing this place, he'll come back to take us there.
主耶稣去几天呢？
How many days has the Lord been gone?
亲爱的朋友，你知道，天国是一个好到无法想象。这是什么符号？
The heavenly kingdom is an infinite place that we can't even imagine.
有信徒问小弟说，传道，天国是什么地方？
Some believers ask me, what is this heaven?
我跟他说，你可以玩到永永远远都玩不到重复地方的地方。
I said, it's a place that you can play infinitely and you will never repeat the same location twice.
现在这个时间空间是育婴房而已。
This time and space, this universe is only a baby room.
我们是为了爱而被造的。
We were formed because of love.
亲爱的朋友，今天你在这里听到这些讯息，你要知道你是被神爱的。
When you hear this good news today, you should know that God loves you.
我们不是偶然出现的。
We didn't come about accidentally.
我们不是因为几率而来的。
And we didn't come just because of genetics.
不管你现在过的是平安，还是充满了痛苦跟艰难。
It doesn't matter if you are leading a peaceful life or one full of trials and tribulation.
不管你觉得自己是被尊重的还是被践踏的。
It doesn't matter if we feel respected or neglected.
主耶稣都要你知道。
The Lord wants you to know.
今天你来到这里，证明你是被他所爱的。
That you have come here today as proof that you are loved.
每一个人都是生而被爱的。
Every person has been born to be loved.
当我们找到了这个真正的根，我们就会认识什么才是神的爱。
When we come back to know this root, then we will know the love of God.
希望我们都能体会到。
And I hope that each of us can experience it.
以上见证。
This is our message.
我们一起来吟诗赞美神。
Let us sing a hymn together to praise God.
赞美诗383首。
Hymn 383.